prerequisite for learning anything is wanting to learn. In 6 weeks' time, we want you all to be able to go to sleep in 2 minutes, under any and all conditions, day or night, just sitting in your chairs. You will never learn to go to sleep quickly until you realize that being relaxed is a large part of what it means to be asleep. So, let's go and let go. Give us a little cooperation and we will get along better. Not only with each other, but also with ourselves.
Bear with me, folks.
You know, the worst part with all this stuff is just remembering to hit record. Oh, man. Hello. My name is Dan Gergic, and this is episode number 1 of the Happy Human Adventure podcast. I thank you for joining me here today. Today we're here to talk about relax and win. On podcast number 1, we're going to talk about calm, because that's what we're here for. I have a performance background as a singer. So for me, relaxation is number 1. If you're tense in your vocal cords, bad news bears. You're not going to hit the high note, because you're trying to hit the high note. Tension, when tension is present, everything shuts down. That's life. When there's too much tension present on top of tension on top of tension, everything shuts down. So a lot of what we're working for here today is just how to relax. And I found this book through one of my mentors, Mr. Dan John. One of his coaches was Mr. Bud Winter. And Bud Winter wrote a book called Relax and Win. And Dan talks about a section of this book. And it struck me. So it made me dig deeper and want to buy this book and then read it myself. And that's what I hope to encourage you to do today, is hear something from this text that makes you want to go buy it and then apply it. Because I just think this is freaking cool. Let me just read you a little bit about Bud Winters. So the book is called Relax and Win, Championship Performance in Whatever You Do, by Bud Winter and Jim Sin Lee. This is the 2012 revised edition. There is no doubt in my mind that relaxation is the difference between an Olympic gold medal and a silver one. Bruce Jenner, gold medalist, decathlon, 1976 Montreal Olympics. Okay, on the back of the book, how to stay calm under stress, think better, feel better, and win. Relax and win. Championship performance in whatever you do. Make yourself relax. It can be done. Turn your most stressful situations into moments of peak performance. Bud Winter, renowned coach and conditioning expert, unveils the secrets that helped his track stars sprint through the intensity and pressure of high-level competition to break 37 world records. In exclusive interviews with such super coaches and superstars as John Wooden, legendary UCLA basketball coach, Mark Spitz, Olympic gold medalist in 7 swimming events, Dick Vermeil, the 1981 Super Bowl coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, confirmed the importance of relaxation in achieving championship performance. Relax and Win presents thorough, yet easy to follow along plans that can teach you how to be calm under pressure, discover new energy, increase your level of concentration, learn faster, improve physical coordination, and increase self-confidence. Based on mental and physical training methods used to prepare flyers for combat in World War II, techniques that were, until recently, locked under heading classified information. This step-by-step relaxation program has had amazing results. These proven techniques can be applied to a wide variety of everyday encounters, enabling you to start cool, calm, and in control, be more productive, and improve your performance in sport, business, or whatever you do. That's just a little snippet from just me reading the front and the back. And if you're not excited yet, like, we haven't even gotten to the best part. This book is brilliant. I recommend it, first and foremost. Bud Winters, Relax and Win. If you don't care about sports or sprinting or running or whatever, you don't have to care about any of this stuff. What Bud Winters is going to start saying here is that this applies to every encounter, as he said. Every encounter you will come across as a human being. Okay, let's just read a little bit more and dig into one of the relaxation exercises. I'm going to pin in the show notes where you can go straight to the relaxation piece, because that's what I want, really. I'm doing this for myself. I mostly want to have the audio recording of this because it's delightful. I've done it already once before, but it has not been like high quality recording, so we're going to do that here together. But let me just find my place. Here we go, 66. Knowing what a great sleep is and how to get it. That's on page 66. Feel free to go there. But today we're going to jump into... Here we go. Chapter 2. Lesson 1. This is on page 45, if you have the book. Up until this point, Bud Winters kind of explains to you where this methodology came from. It's insane, the stories of pilots in World War II were shooting each other down. So it wasn't that we were being taken out by our enemies. No, it was the fact that we were shooting at each other. We were taking ourselves out of the fight. And that's kind of like... War Battle 101 is don't shoot at each other. But when you're tired and when you're stressed out and when there's a war going on and there are some tense scenarios, your first instinct is just shoot. Oh my God, shoot. That's terrifying, right? To think about, I mean, World War II, you're flying in a plane and there's like hundreds of planes in the sky and they're all dogfighting. You've seen the images, and then maybe I'll lay some over here. You get it. It's just crazy. They're shooting at each other. So they call Bud Winters to come in and help these guys learn how to relax. He thinks that he has this way of teaching a group of soldiers, pilots, that are going to go out and fly planes and get better at shooting the enemy and not at each other. That's where this was developed from, which is brilliant. It's so cool for me. And I won't even tell you the kicker because, oh boy, there's such a plot twist. Okay, so lesson one. Let's dig into the relaxation bit. Chapter 2, lesson 1. How you can learn to relax. You are invited to participate in the same sort of relaxation program we developed for World War II combat flyers. In the next few chapters, you will have a chance to learn what they did, to master all the techniques that made it possible for them, even in the tensest wartime situations, to overcome pressure and anxiety, and to actually improve their physical and mental performance. The methods worked for them and later aided world-class athletes. All you have to do is want to learn, to be willing to read how the program works, and to consciously practice the techniques described. There is a magical formula. And we have been able to teach it to all sorts of people so they could relax and win. And now we are going to teach you to relax and win. Can we just stop for a second? Man, how cool! Let's do it! Bud Winters, got me. First, we have to show you the value of learning to relax. You should know that relaxation can make you a new and better person. It can make you happier. That's why we're here. It can make you more efficient. That's also why we're here. Mentally and physically, you can do a better job of sleeping, concentrating, seeing, learning, and communicating. You can perform better in sports. The ability to relax under pressure could even save your life. We started teaching the cadets to relax by sitting them down and selling them on the idea of what relaxation could do for them. We wanted to make them want the course. We've already done that with you. With the cadets, we took time to dispel any fears they might have in taking the course. And we told them that in this experiment, they were not going to be inoculated with some dreaded topical disease or tested for how long they could stay underwater without drowning. We said they would be participating in a very pleasant, interesting course in doing nothing. Once we had assured them that relaxation could only help, not hurt, then we started to teach them to relax physically. Later, we would teach them to relax mentally. Here is the course exactly as we gave it. Okay, I want you to close your eyes. Pay attention to my voice and to the best of your ability, try to do what I tell you. Sit all the way back in your chair. Your caboose touching the base of your chair seat. Do not cross your knees. Your legs are perpendicular and feet are flat on the deck. Your hands are resting on the inside of your thighs. In learning to relax, the first thing I want you to do is take all the wrinkles out of your forehead. A creased forehead is a sure sign of tension. Relax your scalp. Just let go. Don't make too much effort in trying to relax. Just let go. Relaxation is kind of doing nothing. Just let go. Now, relax all of the muscles around your eyes. Let your eyes go limp in their sockets. You think they are relaxed, but let go more. And more. There are 8 set of muscles around the eyes to relax. Be sure to get all of them. Now let them go utterly limp. That's better. From now on, I want you to breathe slowly and regularly. As you exhale, breathe out your tensions. Sigh audibly if you wish. Now, let your jaw sag. Let it go more. If you do this properly, your jaw will drop open. Now, even relax your lips and tongue. Relaxing your jaw is one of the keys to relaxing all over. If your jaw is relaxed, it is a good bet that your whole upper body is relaxed. We give this slogan to all the athletes. No matter how fast you run or how hard you try, keep your jaw loose and keep your hands loose. The adage, loose jaw, loose hands, has helped us to break world records. Now, I want you to let go all the muscles that hold up your head. If you do this correctly, your chin will drop and touch your chest. Breathe slowly. To get rid of any tensions of your head and neck, drop your shoulders as low as they will go. Get them down there. Lower. You should feel all of the tensions go out of your neck. Don't try too hard. Just let go. Remember to breathe slowly and regularly. As you exhale, drop your tensions. Now, we are going after your arms and hands. Talk directly to your right bicep. Tell it to let go. Your bicep is the big muscle that men flex to show you how strong they are. You think it is relaxed, but let go more. And more. Later, you will find that when your arms are relaxed, they will feel as though they are floating away. Now, relax your right forearm. It becomes a heavy weight on your leg. Relax all of your fingers and right hand. Let them go utterly limp, loose as a fishnet. Just let the meat hang on the bones. Now, over to your left arm. Talk to your left bicep. Let it go. Make your left arm become dead weight on your leg. Relax your forearm. Imagine you are a jellyfish. You have no bones in your left arm. It just sags. If you're having any trouble relaxing your arms, clench one fist tightly and then let it go. And you will see the difference between tension and relaxation. Now, relax your left hand and fingers. Get that relaxed hand feeling. Check to see if both hands are equal and completely relaxed. We are going to relax your chest and rib cage. Take a deep breath. Now, when you exhale, let your chest sag. Let your chest sag. Do it again. Let go of all of your tensions as you exhale your breath. Let's relax all of the muscles of your stomach and viscera. Let go all of the muscles on the surface and the inside. Here's a real opportunity to play jellyfish. Just let that midriff out. Now, you should feel a heavy weight in your buttocks. At this point, if you have achieved even a modicum of relaxation, a warm, pleasant feeling will come over you. You will have a very comfortable feeling of well-being. This is the relaxed state. It feels great. We want you to capture this feeling and make a habit out of it. The way we will do this is to develop a conditioned reflex, linking this state and one word. If you don't know what a conditioned reflex is, here's an example. The next 5 times you put out a biscuit for your dog, blow a whistle. Soon, all you'll have to do is blow a whistle and the dog will salivate all over the place. The dog subconsciously associates the whistle with eating. Well, we are going to associate this great, relaxed state with the word calm. Remember, you are now calm. Anytime you are under stress or tension and want to elicit this state of relaxed, you just say this key word, calm. If you do this often enough, it will become a habit, and you can get relaxed in a hurry. What word are we going to use? Calm. To get to the relaxed state, we use the word calm. Now, at this point, most of you have achieved a pretty good state of physical relaxation in the upper half of your body. Let's do a little detective work and see if we can find some hidden tensions. Take a quick search for tensions in your upper body. Imagine you have no muscles to hold up your chest or abdomen. Let everything sag comfortably. When you are completely relaxed, relax even more. Remember, do not try too hard. Don't force it. Just let go. We still have our legs, thighs, calves, ankles, and toes to relax. Talk to your right thigh muscles. Tell them to let go. Imagine there are no bones in your leg. Make it become a heavy weight on the floor. Breathe slowly. As you exhale, let go of all of your tightness. Now, let's go after your right calf muscles. Just let them go. Your right foot should start to feel heavy on the deck. Breathe slowly and regularly. Relax all of the muscles around your right ankle and foot. If you don't think there are tensions in your foot, just curl your toes under hard and then let go. See what we mean? Sometimes you have to look for tensions. Shift your attention to your left thigh. Get rid of any tensions there. Go completely limp. More. Even more. Now, your left calf muscles, let them hang loose. Let the meat hang on the bones. Next, relax your left ankle and foot. By now, both feet should be dead weight on the floor. You should be in a very, very pleasant state of repose. Almost asleep. A warm, delightful feeling of well-being comes over you. You don't want to leave it. When you are relaxed to this degree, you will achieve an almost subliminal state of mind, somewhat below full consciousness, in which you will find you can do many things much better. You can learn faster. You can concentrate better. What you learn in this state, you will retain much longer. We will talk about these bonuses in future lessons. Some or most of you are asleep. We could show you how to slip over the threshold into a deep, relaxed sleep. But for now, we want you to be wide awake and still feel good. So when I count to three, everybody be wide awake and feeling good. One, two, three. Okay. Now let's have your questions. Oh, hold it. Before that, let me state, you were a good group. Some of you immediately achieved a fine state of relaxation. Most of you made good progress toward being physically relaxed. Some of you, however, remain tensed, tied up, tight. You hung on to your tensions as if they were old friends. Some of you kept one eye open so you could watch the instructor. You were suspicious that we were going to intrude on your privacy or expose you to some plague germ or something. Look, we are here trying to save lives, not squander them. I will say it again. Learning to relax can't possibly hurt you in any way. It can do nothing but good. It can eliminate fears, tensions, and worries. Go along with us. Give it a try. Trust us. We are here to help you be better flyers and better people. Even happier people. Like any skill, relaxation must be practiced to be learned. It must be repeated many times before it is learned well. Remember this. The prerequisite for learning anything is wanting to learn. We want you to practice the lesson you have just learned at least twice a day, three times if possible, for the next week. It is important that you practice it before you go to sleep at night. The most relaxed position you can get into is to lie on your back with pillows under both arms and under your knees. If you can't sleep in that position, relax this way and then turn over. We will repeat this relaxation exercise here every day. For now, at the beginning of the course, we will guide you through most of your relaxation sessions. Later, you will take over entirely. So to you doubting Thomases who still have your beetled brows, clenched fists, and tight jaws, I say to you, let go! In 6 weeks' time, we want you all to be able to go to sleep in 2 minutes, under any and all conditions, day or night, just sitting in your chairs. You will never learn to go to sleep quickly until you realize that being relaxed is a large part of what it means to be asleep. So, let's go and let go. Give us a little cooperation and we will get along better. Not only with each other, but also with ourselves. So, wow, relax and win. I don't know if you feel any better right now, but I feel better just having done that. And I'm gonna go and like turn this off and close my eyes and do it myself and enjoy the relaxed state and a calm sense of being. I'm gonna wrap up here and say that's episode one of the Happy Human Adventure podcast. My name is Dan Gurgic and I have written the book Happy Human Adventure. You can buy it at happyhumanadventure.com. And you can also find this little audio recording for future reference. Because the whole thing, and the reason for my writing this book, is skills like this have to be practiced. How do we practice things like this frequently? We need to be aware of them. And then we need each other to hold accountable. So I'm using myself as an example here. I'm holding myself accountable and I'm recording this so that I can do better at practicing this more frequently. I hope you buy this book and read it because wow, is it good. There are golden nuggets in here that I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to perfect. This is a journey that we're all on together. And along this walk of life, we're going to go through times of remembering and times of forgetting. Practices, coaches, mentors. How do we keep the basic principles and basic practices alive in our life every day. That's what we're here to discuss with Happy Human Adventure. And if you're down for that ride, I'll see you next freaking week, and we'll do episode number 2, which who knows what that will be, I don't know yet. But I just had to get this out of my heart and out of my head and into the audio waves, because this book has changed my life, and I want to now use this audio recording to help me practice. There are other bits of this book, and maybe we'll dive into them at later points, to improve upon relaxation and sleeping. Mostly, we all need better sleep. So how can we do that? We need to learn to practice the art of relaxation. It's not just learning how to relax and then like you're forever in this relaxed state of being relaxed. Once we learn how to relax, we need to keep the practice of relaxing up. So Bud Winter, he recommends doing this 2 to 3 times a day if you can fit it in. This could be just a mental checklist. Relax my right bicep. Relax my left bicep. Relax my head and neck. Relax my torso. Just let it sag. Let the meat hang off of the bones. The best adage I think I get from this book is loose jaw, loose hands. It is a sure bet that if your jaw is loose, then your whole body, upper body specifically, as he states, will be relaxed. And that's what we're going for, a relaxed state. Until next time, my friend, I wish you well. Happy human adventure be upon you. And check us out at happyhumanadventure.com. My name is Dan, and I'll see you next time. Outro music.